Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research.
The U.S. economy has been doing really well this year, firing on all cylinders. So let me give you some examples of that. We've hit 3% GDP growth now for consecutive quarters, the second and the third quarter of 2017. The stock market is at an all-time high, unemployment low, and inflation is still under the 2% Federal Reserve target. So overall, pretty solid year. But do you know what's even doing better than the U.S. economy? Bitcoin. This highlights an important contrast between solid market fundamentals, which are driving U.S. growth, and what some might call irrational exuberance. Now, I'm certainly not here to endorse Bitcoin today, but it's becoming more of a mainstream topic, including among non-economists. We see it a lot in the news. So I just want to take a couple of minutes and introduce us to it and go over a couple of trends that are interesting that we've been seeing. Now, for those of you who may not know, Bitcoin is a type of digital currency that's not controlled by a central bank or a financial institution. And you might think of it as a form of digital gold in that there's a fixed supply. But what's really interesting here is how the irrational exuberance has led to these huge price swings in the value of a Bitcoin, especially this year. And to really put this into perspective, in 2010, one person paid 10,000 Bitcoins for two Papa John's pizzas. In 2017, where we are now, depending on the day, that would now be worth between $100 and $200 million. So the question really is then, is Bitcoin a bubble, or should it be on your Christmas list? Okay, so let's talk about the U.S. economy. When we look at the market fundamentals, they're very strong. And unlike looking at something like Bitcoin, when we look at metrics that give us an indication of what's going on in the U.S. economy, namely the stock market, because sometimes when we see significant growth in the stock market, particularly like we've seen this year, there are concerns that a lot of that has to do with irrational exuberance as well. But I'm here to tell you that the market fundamentals are very strong, and what we've seen so far this year is more of a reflection of actual economic activity. So we can take a look at U.S. GDP growth, and this is the best single indicator that we have for the health of the U.S. economy as a whole. But one of the things that's important to recognize is that this expansion has really been slow and steady, and that's a theme I'm going to come back to over and over again. And even though we've seen consecutive quarters of growth above 3%, right now we're still not to the point where we're really moving away from that more long-run trend of GDP growth that's been closer to 2%. So we'll have to see how that plays out in the new year. If we look at U.S. consumer sentiment, this is also at a 15-year high. If we look at consumer sentiment, if we look at business sentiment, we get a similar picture as well. And this is a reflection of a number of factors, but primarily the fact that we've seen job and income gains that have accelerated throughout this expansion period. And this expansion took a while to really get going and to reach a tipping point where we were able to translate job gains into wage gains. And so that created more positive consumer sentiment, more disposable income, and of course that creates a positive psychological boost that has continued into 2017. If we look at the labor market, the job openings rate, also at a historic high going all the way back to the year 2000, this is the best year in this current expansion for workers. Now the flip side of that, if we look at the perspective of the employer, of course, higher job openings mean that it is more difficult for employers to find workers, find the skilled workers that they need. But nevertheless, job openings represent a positive news for workers in 2017. And really, this is the best job market climate for workers that we've seen in this current expansion period. And then labor force participation. Labor force participation has been declining. It has declined significantly since 2007, most especially during the Great Recession. And we hear that labor force participation really hasn't come back, that this has been a sustained problem. But that's not actually quite true, particularly not in 2017. Even though the labor force participation rate went down following the Great Recession in 2008, it's stayed down when we just look at the entire population, the broader group, but when we just focus on workers between the ages of 25 and 64, we see that it rebounded. we are seeing more job opportunities. People are coming back into the labor force.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from this conference with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.